It's not too often here at Slot 106.5 we get to welcome somebody who's had a Hollywood movie made after their life or about their life. Sam Childers, the Machine Gun Preacher. How are you going?
Good, good. Good to be back in Australia again.
It is so good to see you again. Look, we'll get into the reason for coming to Australia real soon, but I'm wondering if we can do a bit of a deep dive, go back into the Sam Childers story. Would you mind sharing a little bit about your life's journey and why it is that you now rescue kids in Africa?
Right. In order to share a little bit of my story so you can just get a taste, at a very young age, I got messed up in drugs. I was raised in a Christian family, so I love to tell that part of the story so people can realize no matter who you are, no matter how good your family is, no matter how good people are around you, you can get off track and get messed up. So at a very young age, I started using drugs. By the time I was 15 years old, moved out of my home, started using cocaine and heroin. Ended up, I became a drug dealer, not a little drug dealer. In this day and time, I probably would have been selling $100,000 to $150,000 worth of drugs per week. So, I mean, I went as far off as you could go into that world. Got into a really bad bar fight. And that night, in that bar, I seen people laying on the floor that was shot, stabbed, hurting, crying. I made up my mind, if I make it to the door, I'm done living this life. I made it to the door that night, went home, told my wife we're moving. That was the beginning of a new life. That's not the evening that I gave my life to the Lord. It was actually 2 years later, I walked into a church, said, God, here I am. God started moving on me to go to Africa. And I mean, I had no thought. I had nothing in my mind that I would ever go to Africa and live. I thought I was going on a mission trip to kind of get God off my back. Went on a mission trip to Africa, got in the middle of a civil war. Never dreamed it would have ended up like this, but I'm kind of cutting it all short, you know. I still live in Africa full time. I've been going to Africa, serving Africa, putting money into Africa, way more than 2.5 decades, coming up on 30 years now of putting money into Africa. Now I live there full time. I'm still in the middle of another civil war, still rescuing children, orphanages, feeding programs, training programs. I've dedicated my life now. Now I'm starting or beginning to become an old man. I just entered the 60s club. But the big thing that I want to focus on with everyone, I got a new book coming out. There's a new documentary being done, is I never stopped. That's the big thing I'm emphasizing to people.
Now, you mentioned being able to take a mission trip to Africa. Was it a meeting? Was it a person that you met in the US somewhere, I assume, that first planted that seed of going to Africa?
You know, the first night I gave my life to Christ, that same preacher, the second night, prophesied over me that I was going to Africa. I was angry. I was mad. And I went home that night angry and mad, but knowing he was right. And that was in June of 1992. By 1994, I knew I was to be in Africa. But at that time, I was a successful contractor. I had a real estate business. I owned houses and buildings. My life was doing very well. So in 1995 and 96, I started putting a lot of money into Africa, into projects, literally thinking, God, wouldn't you rather have my money? And then and God literally said, I don't need your money. I need you, you know. So in 1997, I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to trick God. I'm going to go to Africa on a mission trip just to get God off my back. In 1998, I went on my first mission trip. I was in a village that was raided by the LRA, the Lord Resistant Army. And in that village, I came across the body of a small child that stepped on a landmine. That was the turning point that I knew I was to be in Africa. And that was in 1998. So I actually started putting money into Africa, thinking, yeah, God, you'd rather have money. I mean, look at God. I'm helping to feed people, you know. So 1994, 98 was my first trip.
And let us know the sorts of things that since 1998 you've been able to set up. We've mentioned being able to rescue these kids who might otherwise get tied up with militia like the Lord's Resistance Army. What are some of the things that you're doing to make the lives of these kids a whole lot better?
You know, the work has gotten massive over the years, you know, from working orphanages to homes to support children, almost like on a foster home care. I have about 350 children in my care at all times. We feed over 10,000 meals a day. We're very big into drilling wells. We've built 7 schools over the years. You know, if you want to change a nation, it begins with education. But something that God showed me a number of years ago, if you're just going to build another orphanage, stay home. And I didn't quite understand what he was meaning by that. But in a third world country, not in our orphanage, but in most orphanages, you have to leave at 15 years old. More than 70% of those children end up in prostitution. They end up dying of AIDS. They end up dying of disease, violent crimes. So I asked the world, mainly the churches, by building an orphanage, what did we really do? If we're not concerned with them as young adults, we really done nothing. So we started creating jobs a number of years ago, and I'm talking 14, 15 years ago. Now we have businesses from restaurants to supermarket to commercial farm. But all of those businesses that we have created, we work on a payroll well over 600 people a day. So the ministry has really, really grew. Just the commercial farm that we have, the commercial farm is totally run as a nonprofit farm. We give away about $250,000 worth of food per year. And I'm talking maize and rice and beans. So that's just a fraction of what we do. We have a Bush Kids project where we take doctors and nurses into the bush, treating children, malaria, bacteria infections. Some of the statistics on Google, they say a child dies every minute, malaria alone. You know, so the organization has really grew in the past 2.5 decades, more than 2.5 decades. So it turned into a big operation that takes a lot of proceeds, takes a lot of people just to keep it running.
And a great work it is indeed. Now, your, I guess, persona has really stood out, and I guess that's why a Hollywood movie has been made about your life. Can you remember who first coined the phrase the machine gun preacher?
Yeah, you know, I was featured on Dateline NBC, like 60 Minutes. They came to Africa in 2004, and they wanted someone that was able to go into the war zone and kind of give them protection, but also be a guide. So they went to the government of South Sudan, which there was no government back then, and they wanted help from them. And they said, look, there's a preacher here that you could get a hold of, but we can't help you. So I was kind of like the tour guide, security, dash the guy that took Dateline NBC around to do a story on Joseph Kony. Well, when they were there, they said, are you this guy? Everyone's talking about Machine Gun Preacher. Is this really you? And I said, yeah, but, you know, I don't want people to know I have a gun, you know, and I was scared of the name or scared of the position that God put me in back then. I was afraid, well, if somebody hears I got a gun, they're not going to want me to preach anymore, you know. But that's how it all got started. In August of 2005, the story came out, Children of War. You can still Google that on Dateline NBC website. And it turned my life upside down overnight.
Wow. And, well, eventually, as we've mentioned, a movie made about your life story featuring Gerard Butler. What input did you have into the making of that movie?
You know, the first thing I did was, I believe when God opens up an opportunity, we need to take it very serious. Don't get advice from your friends or family. You should get advice from other successful people. And my advice that I needed was people in the industry. So I got a hold of a pastor, Pastor Tim Bergen, that was the president of Cornerstone Television at the time. And I said, Tim, I need some help. And Tim said, well, Sam, what you should do is write a book first. Write a book. If the book is any good, Hollywood would want to buy the rights to the book. So I wrote my first book called Another Man's War. That's what I sold to Hollywood. Tim told me all these steps in. He said, while they're getting ready to do the movie, do a documentary. While you're doing the documentary, do your second book. So right now, what happened over the years, there was a book, Another Man's War, that came out. It's still a very, very big seller. Then came the movie Machine Gun Preacher. That's the Hollywood version. Then came the documentary, Machine Gun Preacher documentary. Then came my second book, Living on the Edge. So I have a third book right now that's getting ready to go into print in a couple months. And it's called The Most Unlikely. And then right now, Kevin Evans from Australia here is shooting the second full-length documentary. And that documentary is called Never Stop. By the end of 2024, we believe the new Hollywood movie should be in production. The title to it is Never Stop as well.
Well, that was going to be my next question. I thought we were going to have a big scoop, the sequel to Machine Gun Preacher. I think you kind of revealed it there. We'll be looking forward, no doubt, when the book and...
I tell you what, I believe the new book, the first two books that came out, Another Man's War, Living on the Edge. Those books you can still buy. They're very good sellers, but it's about my life, you know, and why I made my life story and wrote and told it all. You know, I told everything. No lies. I just left it all out. And so people can know that you can be anything you want to be. And even if you was a bad guy or a bad girl, God can still use you. But my third book, I'm really excited about this third book. It's an unbelievable read. When you first start to read the book, it's about me, but then the book turns into you. And the book is mainly about how you can use your life to give other people opportunities to change their life. So I believe the third book is really going to be a hit. The documentary that we're filming right now is all about never stopping. You know, whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian, so many people around the world, they start something and then they never finish it and they quit. You know, I have failed in many ways. Many ways I have failed. I have failed as a husband. I've failed as a father. But there's one thing that I never did. I never stopped the calling that God put on me, rescuing children out of war conflict areas. Never stop.
Sam, you're just an inspiration. Now, we've only just been able to welcome you back into Australia because of a worldwide pandemic, but how has that impacted the ministry in Africa?
You know, the Angels of East Africa is the organization that I founded, which has turned into a pretty big organization. So that organization counts on charitable donations. So that's who I work for. So when I'm here in Australia, people in Australia have an opportunity to support Angels of East Africa, which is a charitable organization. So So naturally, we can do more work. You know, I challenge people to Google starvation in East Africa only. You know, in East Africa only, they say by the end of this year, 2023, over 50 million people will experience some type of starvation. But they say more than 28 million people will die of starvation in East Africa. So my thing that I'm trying to do is do awareness to show people around the world we can do something. We can't save them all. There's no way we can save them all, but we can save thousands upon thousands of people. And the other thing is, I believe that when I'm here in Australia, I come with a message of hope, a message of hope to inspire you, to encourage you to get up and do something. Where does mission work begin? This is what shocks a lot of people when I say this. It begins in your home community. I believe God is not going to take you to Africa, Asia, any other country in the world till you first learn how to do mission work in your home community. If we have anybody out there, I have some really big projects that we just picked up a really big donor from Australia that's supplying me with a portable, almost like a portable hospital. You know, I go deep into the bush to rescue these children. This guy is giving me a hospital on wheels.
Wow.
Now it's only, yeah. So, I mean, and it should be there in the next few months, but I have a school that I'm building right now. Imagine being in northern Uganda, deep in the bush, where the average family, if they have 4 to 5 children, the father and mother will pick one child to send to a boarding school in the nearby city, and the rest of the kids don't go to school. So I have another project I'm building, a school in the middle of the bush, deep in the bush, you know. So maybe just let people know that we have some big projects that's changing a nation. And one thing about our organization, I'm not trying to get started. This is not my first 5 years. This is not my first 10 years. I am a full-time missionary. I live in Africa. My wife is African. I've been in Africa working more than 2.5 decades, and we're not leaving. So, I mean, we need people to jump on board and help us.
So what's the best way, if listening right now and we want to be able to help in that ministry, like you've suggested, like taking a mobile hospital into a country, where do we go? Do we go online?
Yeah. You can go to Machine Gun Preacher. And if you go onto that webpage, if you're from Australia and you want to speak to someone from Australia, Kevin Evan has been helping us, filming us, shooting films and documentaries of the organization for 16, 17 years. He's from Australia. So you can contact Kevin Evans, or you can get a hold of the office in America. And this is something that's kind of crazy. It's very easy to get a hold of me. I mean, you can get a hold of me through Facebook, my personal Facebook site. But with everything we have going on right now, we need people to help promote my third book. We need people to help to promote the documentary. Our goal is to sell, when the documentary comes out, worldwide. I want to do it in like a week. Kevin thinks that I'm a little bit crazy, a little big-headed, but I told him I serve a big God. I would like to sell 100,000 downloads of the new documentary within 1 week. And we can do it, even 1 month, 100,000. We can only do that with Australians, people from America, people from Europe, getting behind us on this story.
Well, we are just so grateful that we can have you back in Australia, Sam. And you are going to be at a number of meetings here locally on the Sunshine Coast and up Gympie Way. We'll get to that in just a moment. But where to from here? You've mentioned about filming the documentary and your book coming out. Where can you see the ministry that you're performing in Africa? Is there, I guess an end date for your involvement and how that's going to progress.
I just turned 60, and Kevin asked me in an interview the other day, he said, where do you think you'll be in 25 years? That's a stupid question. I'll probably be in the grave, you know, but there's one thing. When I hit 50 years old, we started forming the organization. You know, a lot of big and good organizations go under when the founder dies or when God takes him out of this world. So when I hit 50, we started forming the organization, getting it in place. If something happens to me, it still goes on. So all the income from the new movie, from the new book, a lot of that money goes into a trust. So many years from now, the organization will still go on. Will there be another Machine Gun Preacher? I doubt that, but I have a young lady that runs the office in America, Evelina. I'm sure without a shadow of a doubt, she will be the new Machine Gun Preacher. But I know her heart is in it. You know, a lot of people wants to take a position, but if your heart's not in it, just sit down. Let somebody, whether it's a woman or who it is, let them stand up and take it over. So our organization is already formed to go on. You know, even though I'm 60, about 10 months ago, I got involved in another civil war in Congo. So I'm still active. I'm not a guy. Let's put it this way. I never put my guns down yet.
Well, Sam Childers, the Machine Gun Preacher, we're hoping that you can be both here in Australia with us, enjoying many more visits to this country and around the world. And we're just looking forward to more of what we can hear through documentaries, books, and other things. But more than that, we are just praying and blessing you and the ministry that you're performing in Africa. And thank you so much for the work that you're doing.
God bless you. Thank you.